Many things we use every day have little pieces we didn't even know had a purpose. From the best part of the stapler that will save your nails to measuring perfect spaghetti portions, here are the things you use every day with the most bizarre purposes. If you like this video, subscribe. And in the comments below, tell us your super secret life hack. And for some extra fun, find our mascot Ned hiding throughout the video. A handy holder. So you're cooking and it's all busy around. Ingredients, plates, pots and pans on the stove, and there is hardly any open space to even place the dirty spoons or spatula to mix the pasta sauce with. The solution may be closer than you think. Next time you head to the kitchen to cook, grab one of the pots you have and notice that there is a hole on the handle. You may think it's for hanging the pot, and you maybe have right. The hole is actually to hold the spoon or spatula you're using, so if it drips, it will land on your concoction, not the stove. Check it out. It may be one of the coolest things you may have discovered today. Baking soda, the firefighter. Baking soda is one of those ingredients that are good for everything. From making a paste with water for a bee sting to soaking fruits and vegetables in water and baking soda to clean and disinfect them. Anyway, there is even a better purpose for baking soda I am sure you didn't know. When going camping, take baking soda with you and use it as a fire extinguisher. It will work after your campfire or if a little fire just got out of control. You can also prevent forest fires. The hole in the lock. Have you ever wondered how come the padlock seems to always be in good condition, even after a couple of years under the natural elements? The secret can be found next to the keyhole. If you look closely, the padlock has a hole. This is the key to success of your lock. The hole is designed to let water drain out of the inside mechanisms of the lock. And also, if you want it to last a bit longer, the hole is there so you can use oil to lubricate the inners so that it can continue working smoothly. The arrow on your car's gas gauge. You rent a car, and as you park on the gas station to fill up the tank with gas, you realize that forgot to decide where the gas cap is. You may even think to park the car and hop out really quickly before deciding what side of the gas station you're going to park in. The guessing game is over. Car manufacturers figure that there was a 50-50 chance you were going to get it wrong, so they put a clue on the dashboard. The gas gauge has a little image of a gas pump with an arrow facing the side of the gas tank. Guessing? Done. The aluminum foil fastener. You didn't learn this in home economics class, but they should have to save you the mental stress that it takes to rip a little bit of aluminum foil from the box it comes in and not either cut yourself or unfold the roll. The solution is actually in the box. On each side of the aluminum foil or saran wrap, any of those, there are two little tabs that you can pop in on both sides. So next time you're about to tear some foil, make sure the tabs are punched inward. It will save you paper, time, and the folding fun that happens when you don't do this. The stapler's secret. There are times when you need to staple something temporarily, and it takes an expert to remove the staplers from the paper. You may use your nails if there is not a knife on sight. The solution is easier than you think. Just look at your stapler. You will notice a metal plate at the bottom. So next time you need to temporarily fasten papers, rotate the plate. It will staple the prongs facing outward, making them faster and easier to remove. No need for the stapler remover or a knife to take them off. Soda safety. You get a bottle of soda or milk on a plastic container, and sometimes it feels like it's almost impossible to open it due to a plastic ring wrapped under the cap. You panic and have to either ask for help or work your way around the cap, breaking the ring off and therefore liberating the liquid from its plastic jaws. But here's the reason. Once a bottle is packaged, there may be agitation due to transportation. So in order to avoid spillage or leakage, the plastic ring helps hold gases and liquids safe inside. The extra fabric on your clothes. You get a hole in your garment, and what would you do about it? You may even think that the extra piece of fabric attached to it when you bought it should be used to fix it, right? But no, there is an even better explanation. There are some garments that can be very sensitive to the different detergents, and in order for you to figure out what's best for color conservation and texture, the extra piece of fabric is there for the testing. Another one you should look for is the extra piece of fabric on your purse or bag. That one is there for the same reason. So play and test what's the best cleaner for the job. Why donuts have holes? There are many tales about the donut's origins. One even includes a sailor that at the age of 16 invented it. Captain Hanson Gregory even has a plaque in Rockport, Maine in his honor. But it seems like it was not a sailor, but common sense bakers that wanted an even crisp on the fry-through donuts. Another theory has it that at the same time that donuts were becoming popular in New York, bagels were too. So to save money on the display space, both were done the same way. But according to research, it seems like the theory of even frying is the winner, as well as even cooking for the bagels. The extra holes on the sides of your tennis shoes. This is a lifesaver. When you're working out, most of the time your feet slide to the front of the shoes and it can cause some blisters. The two holes on the sides can help you prevent those blisters by pinning your foot better to the center of the shoe and help keep it there. The shoes should feel better all day long. Try it and let me know what you think. And how else do you tie them? Revolving doors. In a hurry to enter a building, opening and closing the door is not going to get you there any faster, as you have to wait for people to pass if it's busy. But revolving doors will. The endless revolving allows people to enter and leave at the same time. But is that the reason they were there? Actually, no. There is a cost-efficient reason for that. A door that opens and closes during extreme temperatures outside, while the inside is nice and cozy for the visitors, becomes very expensive. Revolving doors became the solution, an environmentally friendly way to maintain the flow of people and the temperature inside, as well as to keep dust, rain, and critters from entering. Revolving doors can save over 75,000 watts per hour, and they are kind of fun. The exact personal portion of spaghetti pasta. Another one that will change your life. Spaghetti, the best comfort food. It goes well with meats, vegetables, different sauces, you name it. It just works. But how do you measure portions? It's actually simpler than you think, and it does not require any fancy gadgets, besides what you already have at home. Just grab the pasta spoon or ladle. Do you see the hole in the middle? It's not just for mixing and draining. This is the measurement of a single serving of pasta. Now you can make spaghettis without guessing the amount. So presto, it's that simple. The hole in the lid of your pan. We may have been told forever that the reason there is a hole in the lid of the pans was to make sure that the ball pen didn't have pressure changes that could push the ink out of the pen, making a mess on your shirt or bag. Others say that it had to do with the ink drying out. Anyway, none of those are right. The reason there is a hole on the lid has to do with child safety and choking hazard for the little ones. Safety first. The two lines on your jack. Listening to a song or watching a movie using your headphones can be an experience in and of itself. And there's so many kinds. There are even some with Bluetooth for when you're swimming. But what makes them work for you to be able to listen on both ears have to do with some little lines on most headphone jacks. Without those, you will only hear out of one side. Hey, we want the surround sound. Makeup expiration date. Do you know that all cosmetics, from hair gels to face creams and lotions, have an expiration date? The guessing game is finally over for you. In the back of your cosmetic products, there are some drawings of what looks like a cap and a lid, and on the side of the drawing, there is a number with an M. Those mean the number of months your product is fresh after you open it. You may think it's okay to use a cream after the expiration date has passed, but be careful. It only takes one time for your skin to be ruined. Remember to click the bell icon after you subscribe so you can get instant notifications of all of our new videos. Things you didn't know they use for? Discovered! Thank you for watching!